Okay, it's been a while. We're in the old edition on page Resh Nun Vav. So it's either Resh Nun Vav or Resh Chaf Aleph. Let's go back a few lines where it says, Ki kocho shel hayetzer gadol me'od, lahatos b'nei adam la'asir min ha'emes. The koch of the Yetzer is very, very strong to confuse us and to pull us away from the truth. We're talking about that basic part of his bordus, which is called Mishpat. Thank you, Shana. It's called Mishpat. It's also called, in the later generations of Breslov, or B'lev Yitzhak Bender, Zachel Tzad Levrach, and other tzaddikim from Breslov, they called it Shas Yishuv Hadas. In general, his bordus was known as a time of Yishuv Hadas. There's no real good English translation that I could think of for Yishuv Hadas, if you have one. But I think everybody knows what it means. It's Shas Yishuv Hadas, and meaning that a time for a person to think and to remember the tachas of why he was sent into this world, and what's the purpose? What's the purpose of him being in this world? What's he supposed to be doing in this world? To remember what's his tachas. And in order to do that, we've been learning the last few months. We've been learning about Mishpat. Cheshbon HaNefesh, the person is the defendant, and he's the judge, and he's the attorney, and he's conducting this bezdin of his life, looking at himself and examining himself in a real way, not in a way chas v'chalila of sadness, or depression, or despair. And that's what we've been talking about. So there is this famous paragraph from the Ramchal that's found not in Mesil Shasharim, that's found in Derech Eitz HaChaim. It's a small sefer from the Ramchal, which was quoted earlier in this sefer. But in the context of what we're learning now, which is Mishpat, this is particularly important. So look inside. This question that one should ask himself always, but particularly during that hour or that time of Yishuv Hadas, of his bardus, is Heichan ani ba'olam, where am I in the world? He al matzavu ha'amiti shel adam shebahu tzarech lehezbonein. That is a question regarding the matzav of the person, the true matzav, being honest about himself, herself, where am I at this point in my life? These are the words of the Ramchal in Derech Eitz HaChaim. This might sound familiar. It's because we did learn it quite a while ago, but it's important to review it here at this time. These are the words of the Ramchal. Most of the time of a person's life, most of the time of a person's life, he's thinking about, he's making a cheshbon about his asakim. Now, that could be business, that could be finances, that could be the kids, it could be marriage, it could be whatever. It could be whatever it is in life that you're occupied with. Iske chayisha? Most of a person's life, he or she is spent thinking about the inyanim of life, the things of life. V'lomelo yosim el levavo afilu shah achas gam lezais. Ramchal asks, why doesn't a person focus his heart and spend even a little bit of time gam lezais for this as well? Lachshoiv machshavet to think about this, about what? Mahu, to think about what? Loma bolaylam. Why did you come to the world? Why did Hashem put you in the world? Why are you here? Oma mevakish menu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is called liyashev daita. Oma mevakish menu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Hashem put you into this world? And what does Hashem, who put you in this world, Mamavakish min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he want of you? What does he want of you? What's the tachlis? What's going to be with you? What's the end? What's the point of all of this? You see, for instance, quite a few times in the stories, in Rabbi Nachman's stories in the Sipurei Maaseis, we see that the tikkun of the person, that the final tikkun, was the resolution to whatever the crisis was in that particular story, because each of the stories, there's a crisis. And the hero is, or the heroine, the Bas Melech, or the hero, is going through some crisis. And the tachlis of that maise, which is the story of our lives, each one, the tachlis is how to overcome that mashber, that crisis, and to come to a tikkun. So what we find, for instance, we find when the Mishnah Lamelech, when the viceroy or the minister of the king is searching for the Bas Melech, right? He's searching for the Bas Melech, which was the ongoing story of the lost princess. So searching for the Bas Melech, the only way that he was able to return to the right Mahalach was, as it goes, and it says over in the story, Kasha Yishev Daito, when he was Miyashev his Das. You see that in the stories. Kasha, when he came to a place of Yishev Das, when he was thinking in a way of Yishev Das, so then he was able to move forward in the story. As long as he was not doing his Bardas, as long as there was no Yishev Das, so then it's chaotic. It's chaotic. And all the crazy things happening in the story, which make it interesting, but heartbreaking, because you can't find the Bas Melech, which of course means you can't find yourself. That's what the search for the Bas Melech is, the search for oneself. And we see that it's a tenai that's built into that story, into all the stories, really, that it's only ayidei she yishev es atzmo. It's only when he was able to sit quietly and to remember, what's the tachlis? Why was I sent here? Who am I looking for? Why am I looking for? What's the point of all of this? That's what the Ramchal is talking about. Zosi hatrufa hayoseh gedola v'chazaka. This is a Ramchal that really needs to be like laminated and plastered all over the place. Because this is the key to life. Zosi hatrufa hayoseh gedola v'chazaka. This is the strongest and most effective medicine, shetucha lahamtzi neged hayetzer, that one can take to fight against, to overcome the yetzahara, whatever the yetzahara is. V'hikala, the Ramchal says, and this is easy. V'hikala, this is not hard. This doesn't cost anything. You don't have to go looking for it someplace else. It's easy. V'hikala. U'pu'ulasa gadola. And it's unbelievably effective. Pu'ulasa gadola. It's tremendous. The pu'ula is unbelievably effective. Pu'ulasa gadola. U'piriyarav. And the success, the payers are tremendous. Tremendous success. Piriyarav. It bears a lot of fruit. In other words, this stopping and being miyayshev as daito, stopping and thinking, heichan ani ba'olam, lama ba'olam, mama vakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'meni, what does Hashem Baruch Hu want of me? What's the tachlis of coming to the world? And that's really the deeper meaning of the first words of the parasha. Ela told us Noach. Told us means, of course, the children, the offspring, but Noach means a person having some time for his bodhis and yeshiva das. That's what the word Noach means. Noach means menucha. And menucha means menucha sanefesh, to be able to be liyashev es atzmai b'menucha, for a person to have quiet and menucha, to have Yishev HaDaas, to be able to have Yishev HaDaas, to remember the tachlis, what's the point? Adel told us Noach, Noach is tzaddik. The result of a person living in this way of Noach, of Yishev Adas, and of Menuchas and Nefesh, the told us of that is that it saves you from the flood. Otherwise you drown in the flood. Noach was the survivor. And the way that Noach survived was because he was an Ish Menucha, as it says in Chumash. He was an Ish Menucha, Zayin Nachameni, which we spoke about many, many years ago, Zayin of Rabbi Nachman, Zayin Nachameni, which Nachman is the Oasis Noach also. The Inyan of Noach somehow surviving the flood, so nowadays, of course, and every drush of the Shabbos is going to be about the flood, you know, of technology or the flood of filth or whatever that rabbi, you know, feels like talking about on Shabbos. But it's all about the marble, the Maim Rabim. Again, whatever you happen to be, whatever your Asik is, your Maim Rabim could be very sweet. It could be kids, or it could be a tumultuous business life, or whatever it is. But there's Maim Rabim. There's a marble. And even if it's nice, mind problem, you can still drown. That's just how it is. Because people are overwhelmed. Most people you talk to nowadays are feeling overwhelmed. Just feeling overwhelmed. At least people in New York. I don't know about what's it like if you live someplace in Maine or whatever. But people are overwhelmed. And I suspect it's the same thing. People are just feeling overwhelmed. So that Noach had that name, Noach, is not a coincidence. It's a very, very deep, reason why he had this name. And the Torah is telling us that when you are a Noach, then you can survive the mob. Meaning that if you're an Ish Menucha, if you're a person that's Miyayshev as Daitacha, that a person of Yishev Adas, of his Bordas, of Mishpat, of Cheshbon HaNefesh. If you are able to find some time, if possible every day, but at least once or twice a week, to go into the Tevas Noach, to go into Noach's Ark. Now, I know that I was told that there's a restaurant someplace, I think it's in Tina, called Noah's Ark. Is that true? There's only one, and they didn't spread out yet. We don't have one in the five towns. It's a big busha. I have to do something about that. So, but those people are going to, there's nothing wrong with naming a restaurant Noah's Ark. I'm not quite sure, like, why, but maybe the owner's name is Noah or Ark, whatever. But the people are going to the restaurant for the purpose, is it Fleishigs or Milchigs? Fleishigs, okay. So the people are going into Noah's Ark are trying to find maybe a zoch in the cave of a behemoth that was a Noah's Ark that they can now eat in Tavshin Pei Gimel in Tinek, right? Because you're going there for fleshing. So it could be that the steak that you're eating is an anicle of the original cow that was by Tevas Noah. Could be.
Yeah.
Why not? But of course, everybody knows the Vashant of Akkadish is teaching. And what does it mean, Tevas Noah? What's Teva? Teva means what? Words. It means a word. Tevas Noach means to enter into the words of Noach. Meaning to enter into words that bring a person to a place of Noach, of Menucha. That's his Bordus. It was the time of his Bordus, that time of his Bordus, is a time when a person is able to enter into the Tevas Noach, into the words of Noach. And the words of Noach are words of Yishev Hadas. What's the tachlis of my life? Why did I come to the world? What is it that I want to do with my life? What are my dreams? What are my hopes? I'm not talking here about my kids, about my marriage, about my business. I'm talking about when all that stuff is gone. Because at a point, when a person's lowered into the grave and they're saying Kaddish, it's not about anything like this or like that. So what's the tachlis of my being here? So the tevos of Noach the ark or the boat or the words of Menuchin of Yeshiva Das are for the purpose of saving, or not for the purpose, but save a person from the flood. So that's what the Ramchal is saying. That this is the surest medicine and cure. Shiyamad Adam b'chol yom, he says, lofachas shah achas pondo. It sounds like Rabbi Nachman. And he was before Rabbi Nachman. That a person should spend at least, the Ramchal says, at least an hour a day. And we spoke about that a long time ago, that whatever that time is that a person could put aside, it doesn't have to be dafka an hour, but to put aside lefachas shah achas ponui mishar hamachshavas, away from the flood, away from the mabul, completely. This thing that we all have is the mabul that drowns us every step along the way. It drowns us. To be completely away. Ponui mishar hamachshavas lach shayvrak al ha'inyan hazeh shamarati. Just to think just about this that I was talking about. Just about this. Thinking about it and davening about it, talking about it again. So the Mechaber explains, Bizman zeh, this is no longer the words of the Ramchal. Bizman zeh, yesh lechapes heitev, mahem ritzonoisai. During this time by the Tevas Noach, a person should try to search, to try to analyze, to remember, what is it? What is it that I want in my life? What do I want? What do I want? Mahem ritzonoisai. What are my ritzonos? Ulischazik. I remember my father Lashom told me so many years ago. So my father had a dry cleaning store in Manhattan. And there was this very, very, very wealthy Jew that would, his limousine would come by to the store to pick up the cleaning, pick up the stuff. But he was a Yid. This very wealthy person was a Yid. He was in his 80s. And he liked my father. And he was like they were like friends. So he didn't send in his driver to get the cleaning. He used to like to come in to talk to my father a little. He'd come. My father told me about him. I never met him. He would come to the store and they would schmooze a little bit. My father said that the man was already well into his 80s, and he never stopped with business. Never stopped. There was constantly like deals and wheeling and dealing. And at that time they didn't have phones, but every single minute of his life was like he was with buying this building and selling that building and buying this and selling that. And I remember my father told me his name was Morty. So I remember that. So my father said to him once, my father said to me, Morty, like, Tzivishn Unz, like between us, you know, you're not going to be around much longer. You should live between us. I guess my father said all the right things, you know, you should. But, you know, things are winding down, you know. Like, what's the tachlis? Because he would come to my father, like, I bought Con Edison, you know, something like that. I bought this building. I sold that building. My father said to him, so that's came in with you. At this point in your, you're still running around looking for buildings. You're ready. You're going to die soon. And so what do you think? It's like a monopoly thing. They're going to throw all the houses and hotels into the grave with you. What are you doing? Like my father said. So he said, what do you mean? My father said he was American, but he spoke a Heimish Yiddish. And my father said to him, What's with you? Don't keep Shabbos. You don't put on tefillin. You don't do anything. What is the matter with you? My father said he couldn't. He never spoke to him that way, but he told him one time, he just finally said to him, what are you going to do? Because he was showing off about how he bought something or whatever, sold something. My father said, what is going to be with you? It's got Shabbos, got tefillin. What's the matter with you? So he said to my father, I don't remember exactly, my father said, he said to him, you know, I have to think about it. I'm going to think about it. And yes, it must be that he thought about it because my father said he never showed up again. That was it. Morty was gone. You know, not that he died. I don't know. He just didn't come back to the store. He sent the guy to pick up the stuff. He didn't come in to talk to my father anymore. My father scared him away. I guess my father never did major in Kiruv tactics, whatever. You're supposed to learn how to do that, you know. You have to go to Starbucks. My father didn't learn that. He just says, what's the matter with you? How come you're Michal Shabbos? You're an old man, you're going to die. You should start keeping Shabbos already. He's got to put on tefillin. But it's not only when you're 85 years old. Tom Chal is saying this is every single day of your life to ask, what's the tachlis? What's the point of all of this? What am I doing here? What do I want with my life? What do you want to get? What do you want in your life? Of course, a person who's empty, the answer could be what I want is that my team should finally make it to the Super Bowl. Or what I want in life is that my kids should be well off. What I want in my life is that my wife should have the best, you know, facelift in the five towns. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. But if a person is a serious person, it's a person of amkus, of pnimius, then a person, and it's already, we're talking about somebody that goes to his brothers, is trying his brothers, and he comes to a place that the tachlis is kivus alakim, is to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivus alakim, to be close to Hashem as well. L'chein yivdok heitev, the yid of hadek, heitev, as kol ma'isev, v'hechnu nimsa barlam. So that means if you're saying that the tachlis of your life is kivus alakim, it means that you have to go through your day and to ask yourself, this that I did during the day, is this something that brought me closer to my goal or further away? That's all. Did this bring my goal is kivus alakim. We would assume that the goal of every Orthodox Jew is kivus alakim, no? It would be embarrassing for any Orthodox Jew to say something else, even though they might not live that way. But it's embarrassing. You go into a room and you say, what's the tachas of your life? So a lot of people will say, like kids will say, to be happy. And probably a lot of adults nowadays will also say, to be happy. Right? But for any serious, mature person, an Orthodox Jew's answer would probably be, kivus elokim, to be connected to Hashem. No? I would think so. Somebody might say, to get to olam haba, but that's another way of saying kivus elokim. They just don't want to be bothered with it right now, but some point. But kivus elokim. So then, this is exactly what I was talking about a few weeks ago. But if a person, if you ask this guy, and he tells you that his tachlis in life is he wants to be he wants to run the 100-yard dash in the Olympics. So remember we spoke about this. That's his tachlis. So that's what you want to do. He says, yeah, I want to. So and then you ask him, what did you eat for breakfast? And he says, you know, I had 25 pancakes, and I had this, and I had that, and I'm 150 pounds overweight. So there has that shtim with the tachlis of your life. If your life is to run the Olympics, then everything you're doing during the day is the opposite of that tachlis. So anybody that you say that does that is a mishigana. And yet, if you ask a typical Jew who's Orthodox, who's Shomer Mitzvahs, what's the point of your life? And the answer is kivus elokim. So then you say, okay, so then let's talk about how you actually live on a regular day of your life. And you go through the list of everything the person does during the day, and you say, well, is this something that is bringing you closer to your goal? Is this something, in other words, these are the avarice you did, or these are the misses you did without any kavana. So how could you claim that your point, your purpose in life is kivus elokim, where your day is filled with things that are taking you further away from your goal? That's exactly the story of the lost princess. So it's only when the viceroy or the minister of the king, when he was miyashiv as daito, it's only when he came into the tevas noach, into that place of menucha of yishev adas, and he was asking himself, Taka, what's the tachas of my life? What's the point of my life? Or else you just go along with the marble. And even though you're an Orthodox person, but the life that you're living is not Orthodox. It's not bringing you to that goal that you claim is the goal of your life. You're claiming that the tachlis of your life is kivus elokim. That means that everything that you're doing in life should be almanas kain, for the purpose of facilitating your own self-proclaimed purpose in life. And yet, it's very, very hard to find a person, including ourselves, that can live day to day, hour by hour, and moment to moment, in a way that corresponds to our own self-proclaimed tachlis in life. And the only way that a person can begin to make that shtim and work out is if you're constantly asking that question. It can't be just once in a while. You can't just wait till Yom Kippur to get serious about it, or whatever, or to, you know, like some dramatic time in life. You have to live in that way, Yeshiva does. Because only when you go into the Tevas Noach, then you're able to not drown, and you're able to stay on course and live according to what you claim is the tachlis of your life. If you ask an Orthodox person, what's your tachlis in life? And he answers you, my tachlis in life is that everybody in the community should think that I'm davening someplace today, even though I'm really not davening anywhere. But there are enough shuls in the neighborhood that they should think that I'm davening someplace else. And there won't be any, none of them will actually talk to each other from the 25 shuls. None of them will actually get together and say, hey, where was Yankel today? And they're all going to say, it wasn't my, no. And then to find out that I'm a fraud. If a person tells you that, then that's the end of the conversation. He's telling you that that's not the tachas of his life. He just wants to be part of Orthodox world because he likes the culture, he likes the food, he likes whatever. He's just used to it. But if you're serious about Yiddishkeit, and your tachlis, you're saying that my tachlis is kivus elokin, then you need to ask yourself every single, preferably every single day, and not just once during the day. So what I'm thinking right now, what I'm saying right now, what I'm doing right now, does that fit into what I'm claiming to be the tachlis of my life? If it does, that's gewaldig. And if it doesn't, it means that you need to have a tikkun. Means you need to fix it. You need to fix it. If a person wants to go, you're in Yerushalayim, and you want to go to Bnei Brak, but you get onto the bus to Tel Aviv, and somebody asks you, where do you want to go? He says, oh, I want to go to Bnei Brak. But you know you're on the bus, you're on the Tel Aviv bus. So that's okay. It's a mishigna, no? It's a crazy person. But you said you want to go to Tel Aviv. Then why are you on the, I'm sorry, you said you want to go to Bnei Brak. So why are you on the Tel Aviv bus? All right, Tel Aviv's not so far away from Bnei Brak. But what happens if you want to go to Bnei Brak or you want to go to Tel Aviv and you're on a bus that's going to Eilat? But you said you wanted to go to Tel Aviv. You said you want to go to Bnei Brak. Where are you going to such a place? But we do that all the time. And how could that happen? The terrorist is, the person is not miyashiv is daito. Where am I? Where am I? What bus am I on? Where is this bus taking me? You know, there's this stuff, let's say, that I'm watching on my phone. Where does this bus go? I'm sorry if I was using that as an example, but it's the easiest example because it's everywhere. Where does this bus go? Where does it go? What does it say on that, the bus says on it, it's going to Tel Aviv, it's going to Bnei Brak, it's going to Yerushalayim. So last stop, Ronkonkoma. Was anybody ever in Ronkonkoma? Is there such a place, Ronkonkoma? Okay. There is? That's what they say on the train. Last stop, Ronkonkoma. Okay, so then you know that that's you want to go to Ronkonkoma. This is the train that gets you to Ronkonkoma. And you look to see, you ask the conductor, or you look at the sign and tells you, this is the plan. Fine, this is where I want to go. But when it comes to the most important thing in life, the whole tachlis of our being in this world, like I said, you just get onto another bus. And then what? And this book that you're reading, or this thing that you're watching, or this friend that you have, or this whatever it is, it's the wrong bus. It's the wrong bus. It's not taking you. The Shabbos that you're living is not the Shabbos that gets you to Kivus Elokim. That's not the Shabbos. It's the wrong bus. You took the wrong bus. So how do you know? How do you know which is the right bus? Of course, with Shulchan Aruch and everything. How do you know? So that's what we're learning. The Ramchal is saying, only with Yishuv Hadas. Only when you ask yourself, so where am I? Where do I want to go? Where am I? Where do I want to go? Then you take the right bus and you get off at the right stop. That's the whole thing. Chelik hazeh, who ikar hisbardus. This chelik, this part of hisbardus, is the ikar of hisbardus. Because hisbardus has a lot of parts that we've been learning about. But this is the ikar of hisbardus. This is the ikar of hisbardus. Kedivei Reb Nosson, Lekutei Halachos. Vezeh lashon. Reb Nosson says this in Birchas HaShachar. Ikar hasicha by hisbardus tzarich lios ad shivatl atzmai. The ikar, the main thing to talk about and to concern yourself with in hisbardus, is to be able to bring yourself to that point where you're able to be mevatel that life in the flood, that it's not just that you swept along doing whatever you feel like doing, but shivatel kol ritzanayisav, that you mevatel your own ritzanayis. No, it's not what you feel like doing. It's what's the right thing to do. What, not just what you feel like this moment, but what is it that you really know deep inside is the tachlis? And to mevatel all that, to nullify all those other things that are your own ritzinus, the things that you feel like doing right now, that would give you pleasure right now. To mevatel all of those, Rav Nosson says, the ratz nashem is bar, and to come back to that place, what is it that Hashem wants of me? Why was I created? And what's the Ratzon Hashem? What's the Ratzon Hashem? And you mevatel your Ratzon to the Ratzon Hashem. In other words, that's a place where you say, you wanted to get on a bus that's going to take you to a bad place, or on a train or a bus that's taking you to a bad place, and you mevatel that Ratzon, and you go on to the bus that takes you to where Hashem wants you to go. So I really was looking forward to going onto that other bus. That other bus takes me to all kinds of fun things that I felt like doing, places and people that I wanted to connect to. But I'm not going to go on that bus. And you look at the other bus, and the other bus says, Kivus Elokim, and you mevatel that rutzen to go on the first bus, even though they're all calling out to you. Or the chevra calling out to you and screaming, come on, come on, there's only one more space, come on, come on. You mevatel that ratzon, you mevatel that ratzon, and then you look at the other bus, and on the other bus is one alta yid, saying tilim, right? The kibbutz elokim bus. There's one alta yid saying tilim, and he's not looking at you at all, he's in his tilim, he's not calling out to you, come join me, he's looking at his tilim. But the bus is a kibbutz elokim bus, and you go on the kibbutz elokim bus. That's being mevatel your own ratzon, bata ritzayin chavnei ritzayin. That's being mevatel your ritzayin is the ratzon Hashem is barach. So you go onto that tevas noach, onto that bus. Zo b'chinas mishpat. This is what we've been learning until now. Is called mishpat. Judgment, judging, examining cheshbon hanefesh. All that we've been talking about. Shenizke b'dvarvzal, the Kama Mekaymis, which Rabbi Nachman speaks about, the Kama Mekaymis. Shetzarech lishpay des atzma al kol davar. You have to judge yourself al kol davar, with everything in life. And now we understand lishpay des atzma, it doesn't just mean, was it good, was it bad? Lishpay des atzma means exactly what the Ramchal is saying. To ask yourself all the time, to ask this question, Lama Basi Lolam, why did I come to the world? What does Hashem want me to do in this world? What is it that I want to do in the world? What I want to do, is it Shtim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do? Or am I at odds with what Hashem wants me to do? And if I am, then Rav Shalom, help me. I don't know how to get onto that bus. I want to get onto that bus. I want to be part of that world of Kirvus Elokim. I don't know how. I don't have the strength. all my friends are calling out to me from the other bus, and I feel like I'm going to end up back on that bus. And you talk to Hashem about this. So Shach Lish by this Atzmal called up. Imkach Roy Lo Levalos Yomav. Is this how I should spend? Is this the way that Hashem intended for me to be spent, to be spending my life? Am I living my life the way that Hashem intended me to live my life? And at that point, again, you can go to blaming all kinds of people why you got onto the wrong bus. Or I'm stuck on this bus because whatever, they put me on this bus. I was put on this bus and I'm handcuffed to my chair. You could say all that stuff, but the Marshal knows what's true. And that's what Mishpat is all about. That's what Mishpat is all about. Umavur, so in this edition on page Reishon on Zayin, Umavur ba'atayra heichal ha-kodesh. So in Nuntas, Rabbi Nachman explains, Shebechinas Mishpat zehu bechinas ribua. This inin of Mishpat, maybe we'll just start this, I'm going to have to go over it because it's a very hard part of that Torah. Rabbi Nachman says that this part of his bodhis that's called Mishpat is Bechinas Ribua. Ribua means a square. A square. What does that have to do with anything? Huh?
Rubik's Cube is a square.
Okay. But this is not a game. Listen. Bechinas Choshen HaMishpat. This is the beginning of Rabbi Nachman. Beginning. It was the square, the shape of a square, is the bechina of the Choshen HaMishpat that the Kohen wore on his chest. That its shape was in such a way, ribu yakafel, that it was squared and doubled, folded. This self-examination that we're talking about, shezo bechina says bodedus, which is his bodedus. Rabbi Nachman said, we're talking about his bodedus. The Sicha Ben Ben Kainai, speaking to Hashem, Hanal, who begins Ribua? Is the beginning of Ribua, of the square. Mishpat is the Choshen HaMishpat that the Kohen would wear, and the Inyan of his Bodhidus, he says, is Mishpat, and Mishpat is Ribua. We still don't know what this means. What is the square? What is the fact? Why is it that the Choshen Mishpat was Dafka square? What is this ribua? Val Shem Zabatz Manik ribua, ki ikr is about the Sasicha Tsarchlias, Bishaskas, or Tennis Tavis, Lashem is Borah, and Shiuchel Bach Dusi is Borah, Bichinis Dalla de Echo Mikol Mokim Shu. I'll just say it outside now, we'll do it inside Mishnah next week. We're talking about the flood. And the flood means that a person's all over the place. To drown means that you have no control of your life, right? That's what means you're drowning. Even in English, they say, I'm drowning. You have no control over your life. Or as it says in the Megillah, Mefuzu Mefarid Ben Ha'amim. Or we say in Davening, Arba Kanfei Saros. It means that I'm lost. 1 minute I'm Mizrach, I'm in the east. Next minute I'm Arav. 1 minute I'm north, I'm south. I'm drowning. I'm torn in a million, I'm pulled in a million directions. I'm lost. So the ingathering of the exiles is from the four corners of the earth. Mishpat means to gather yourself in. That's the meaning of the square. That's the meaning of the square, which we'll talk about more exactly what that means. In other words, it means to leave this state of being scattered brained, my brain being scattered, forgetting why I'm in this world, being in the flood, my brain being in four different directions, all over the place, and ask myself, Heichan ani barlam, why, where am I? What's the tachlis? And in doing so, to get your bearings, to get back through the Tevas Noach, to get back on course. Because otherwise, we're lost. We're just drifting off into outer space. We're drifting off. So the Mishpat, the Choshen Mishpat is Ribua. Ribua means drawing oneself back from that state of being lost in the four corners of existence. That's the meaning of Ribua. But we'll see the words of Mitzvah. We'll learn the words inside next time. Shkai.